O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout to joy, for joy to the rock of our salvation. Save us that we might give thanks and glory in your praise. Psalm 106, verses 1 to 5. Hallelujah! Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can declare the mighty acts of the Lord, or show forth all his praise? Happy are those who act with justice, and always do what is right. Remember me, O Lord, with the favour you have for your people, and visit me with your saving help, that I may see the prosperity of your elect and be glad with the gladness of your people, that I may glory with your inheritance. Save us that we might give thanks and glory in your praise. A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 to 24. Thanks be to God, who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you. For Titus not only welcomed our appeal, but he is coming to you with much enthusiasm and on his own initiative. And when we are sending along with him the brother who was praised by all the churches for his service to the gospel. What is more, he was chosen by the churches to accompany us as we carry the offering, which we administer in order to honor the Lord himself and to show our eagerness to help. We want to avoid any criticism of the way we administer this liberal gift, for we are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of man. In addition, we are sending with them our brother who has often proved to us in many ways that he is zealous, and now even more so because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker among you. As for our brothers, they are representatives of the churches and an honor to Christ. Therefore, show these men the proof of your love and the reason for our pride in you, so that the churches can see it. Save us that we might give thanks and glory in your praise. Clement of Alexandria said, "One purchases immortality through generosity, and by giving the perishing things of the world, receives in exchange for these an eternal mansion in the heavens. Rush to this market, if you are wise, O rich man. If need be, sail around the whole world." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Father God, open our eyes, stir our hearts, and teach us how to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with you this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's saving power, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 7. God is my shield, saving those whose hearts are true and right. I will thank the Lord because he is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Today we think about the churches, different groups of Christians who make up the body of Christ within our own local area. We ask you, Father, to show us what it means to become a living house of prayer together, where people encounter you and grow to know you. Make us one. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus to seek and save the exiles, the refugees, the others besides them. And thank you for saving us too. We are grateful that your justice looks like hospitality, and we yield to your justice and mercy within our own lives this day. We praise you, Lord, for your promise that goodness and love will follow us all the days of our life as we follow and seek you. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, teach us the power of a generosity that interrupts the logic of scarcity with the extravagant self-giving of divine love. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.